When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
And we are ready to go. New week has begun. Thank you so much for being with us today. And we have a lot to do, and we hope you'll make time. Only the next 4 hours, as much time as you can, to help us get started. Let's start with a few headlines. And how about Arch? We've been waiting for this for some time, but he shined over the weekend. You better believe it. Three spring game TDs for Arch. Meanwhile, over in College Station, another SEC school, how weird does that sound, getting ready for action. Culture rebuild in effect, and we'll talk to Billy Lucci, who probably needs a culture rebuild himself. NIL, NFL, what's it all about? The Athletic reporting deep on how the NIL impacts NFL's draft decisions. That is guaranteed money, and we will talk about that coming up here in a few minutes. But I bet when you woke up today, you were wondering, okay, what's the latest on that FSU lawsuit? Right, Randy?
Yes.
Yeah. Big hearing today.
All right.
Matt Baker was there. This case is being heard in two different jurisdictions, in North Carolina and in Florida. And we will talk about it right now with Matt Baker. Matt, thank you for the time. It's always good to hear from you. I've known you as a college football reporter. Now you're a legal reporter. Tell us what you learned. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on. So yeah, the most important thing is that today was less painful than the last one, and the last hearing was about 2 hours longer than this. And real, the takeaway is that it's still ongoing. You know, the judge made a very clear point of that, saying it repeatedly, but the schmucks like me in the back of the room. So the technical thing that happened today is this is in Tallahassee, where Florida State sued the ACC. Let's start with that. And the judge granted the ACC's motion to dismiss based on some personal jurisdiction stuff. Does this specific court, room 3G of the Leon County Courthouse, is that the proper place to hear this lawsuit? And the judge initially rejected it. However, Judge Cooper also said that Florida State's going to be able to amend its complaint. So basically, hey, there's some stuff in here that doesn't make sense. Your argument's not right. Try again and then come back to me in another hearing, and then we'll look at this again. So that's kind of the takeaway, is it, there's going to be some more stuff filed. There's going to be another hearing. I'm going to stop at the Busy Bee on I-10 another time in the next couple of weeks. And meanwhile, they're still going to talk behind the scenes, and eventually this will get resolved probably outside of a courtroom.
Yeah, Matt, I think what you said there is the most interesting thing. So two different jurisdictions, one in Carolina where the ACC is headquartered, another down there. Is there any hope to find one jurisdiction, or is that what we're dealing with now, dueling courts?
So we're dealing with dueling courts. Is it possible there could be one jurisdiction? Yeah. You know, maybe the ACC's arguments here on Tallahassee as a venue, maybe they end up being correct. Maybe both sides say, you know what, this is dumb that we're fighting on two different places. Let's meet and, you know, let's settle on one and go from there. That seems pretty unlikely. I outlined some scenarios on TampaBay.com over the weekend on how this could end up. The most interesting is this could go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, where you can envision a scenario where in North Carolina, that gets appealed to that state Supreme Court, and they rule in favor of the ACC. Same thing happens in Florida about venue or whatever it is, and this goes up to the state of Florida's Supreme Court, and eventually, if they disagree, that could go before the U.S. Supreme Court. That's not an outlandish idea. And then the other interesting way that this could end is, eventually, as we go on with these dueling lawsuits, if they continue, at some point, somebody's going to have a judgment. Somebody's going to make a ruling. And once all the appeals are done, it's final. And at that point, it's a race to judgment. Whichever case is heard first and is resolved first, that's the one that wins, no matter where it is. But again, these are, to me, interesting hypotheticals, and they could end up mattering a lot. Most likely scenario is they don't matter because they settle.
Yeah, let me ask you about that, Matt. And certainly the end game is always the most important thing in any legal jurisdiction. What is the end game here for FSU and ultimately for, I guess, Clemson as well?
I mean, the end game is they're not happy where they are. They've made it pretty clear. I don't know how you can sue your conference and then just like keep on keeping on the way it is and play for another 12 years through 2036. I don't know how that's sustainable. So the question is, how does this get resolved? And 90 to 95% of lawsuits, the attorneys will tell you, will get settled out of court. So that's where this seems to be. It's just a matter of when and how much. And you know, today was a point in the ACC's column. They won a court hearing. So that shifts the balance a little bit in their favor. But I could be up here again, 6 weeks from now, whatever it is, and Florida State could win, and that shifts the power back there. So it's just, you know, the most likely scenario, this is going to be an extended back and forth on all sides, and eventually they're going to find a number between $0 and $700 million, you know, a couple pennies in the middle there. And at some point they're going to find that number in the middle, say, okay, let's pay this, let's make it work. You don't want us, we don't want you. Shake hands, see you later.
What's more challenging, Matt, covering the courts or Billy Napier?
The courts are more challenging because I don't speak this language very well. I at least, you know, Billy's a nice guy. Say whatever you want about him as a football coach. Personally, I enjoy dealing with him, and I think most of the guys on the beat do as well. And at least when he talks, I understand what he's saying. But today in the courtroom, there were a lot of discussions about 48.1931A1 of the Florida statute. I know you have that one memorized, but I just say lowly college football writer. I do not. So I had to go check on 48.1931A1, let alone, Paul, the cases on Venetian sausages and some sort of dog show. And no, I am not making any of those up.
Well, make sure you go to a bookstore and get a Latin guide, because you'll end up hearing a lot of Latin in these courts. Matt Baker, thank you very, very much. Always enjoy the conversations, even when we're talking legal jurisdictions. We'll take a short break. We will get to your phone calls in plain English next at 855-242-7285. The new coach at one of the basketball powers of all time will join us later as well. So many other guests will be dropping by. We are coming right back.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Well, just a couple of minutes away from Mark Pope's first appearance with us. He, of course, just began at Kentucky a couple of days ago, and we are delighted to welcome him to the show. How about LSU? It took came down to the final moment of the meet, and LSU nailed it, winning its first national championship. What an amazing moment that was. The Tigers just keep on winning. They've won women's basketball, baseball, now gymnastics. So I was just listening to Alyssa and Jim. I was out in Oklahoma on Friday afternoon visiting with Brent Venables and the Boz. For some reason, word of Alyssa versus Jim did not make the University of Oklahoma athletic department, but they're still 2 months away from officially joining the SEC, so maybe when the clock strikes midnight on July 1st, there'll be more Jim from Tuscaloosa news out in Oklahoma. But I'll have more to say about my trip out to Oklahoma, but what an exciting group of people. Man, they are fired up for the SEC. We'll have more on our next trip out there in a couple of minutes. Let's get to the calls here. I need some more context. Randy, did you? Well, you weren't here, were you? Okay. That's right, you were with me. I met a caller out there. They said, is Randy with you? I said, Randy doesn't, not until OU officially becomes a member. John starts it off for us.
Hey, welcome back, Paul, and happy Passover to you and your family, by the way. Alyssa did a great job, except for the one curmudgeon caller, not named Jeff. I thought she handled the show and his call quite well.
John, I'm going to stay out of this one until I get the actual readout and the transcripts.
You're afraid Jim's going to call in?
I'm always with Jim, so I'm going to remain with Jim until proven otherwise.
She's always with Jim, and it didn't do her any good.
Yeah, hey, Alyssa's really smart, and I heard she did a great job, but Jim is different.
Yep. Hey, any truth? I guess you were in Oklahoma, but there was a rumor going around that you were actually camped out with John St. Louis auditioning new singers for the new Paul Feinbaum theme song.
It was prearranged. And I mean, I may have flown over St. Louis on the way out there, but I was not unable to get down to see John, although it seemed like I could see him from the air.
Oh, no doubt. By the way, just to add to John's list, if Helen Reddy isn't available, perhaps consider Whitney Houston. If B.J. Thomas isn't available, maybe Tom Petty. And if Stephen Stills is too old, maybe David Crosby.
I mean, why not? The fact that he was born in Mississippi and lived in Tennessee, two SEC states. What about Elvis?
Why didn't we think of that?
I don't think Elvis is gone.
So, Paul, I'm going to my first NFL draft night up there in Detroit.
Are you?
Tigers the next. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
Detroit's nice downtown. They've done a lot of work. But are you going to have Mel Kiper on this week?
I don't know if we have Mel booked or not, but we always seem to talk to Mel this time of the year.
Would be great. And the Lions have three all Big Ten Michigan players and three all SEC Alabama players, including, of course, Jamar Gibbs. But I'm thinking they might draft Kool-Aid McKinstry late in the first round. In either event, Alabama should have four in the first round, Georgia maybe five in the first two rounds. And I don't know, Michigan sent 18 to the NFL combine. That was a record, but I think they could have a record number of draft choices. So hopefully you get Mel Kiper on this week.
Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah, we always try to talk to Mel. He has been a steadfast guest of ours for many, many years. Daryl is in Baton Rouge.
Good afternoon, Paul. How you doing, buddy?
Hey there.
Hey, I want to congratulate the LSU girls gymnastic team. That's the first time I really ever watched a meet, Paul. I mean, I used to browse the channels, and if a meet was on, I'd casually look at it. But I was locked into this one from beginning to end.
Daryl, I've been to those meets, and it's a very exciting especially, it doesn't matter whether it's a Friday night meet or the national championship. It is great, great entertainment. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Jim is next.
I might be making a mistake even exp- explaining this, but here's my situation with what happened over there, Paul. Naturally, I'm getting a call, but I'll have to ignore it while I'm talking to you. What happened was that, in my opinion, what I'm trying to say is this. Alyssa Lange was a favorite of mine, as you well know. And the first time she sub-hosted for you, I think that's the only time I remember it. The first time I raved about her, because here's what she did that day. She wouldn't take any negative calls about any caller. If somebody tried to trash a caller, and I don't remember anybody trashing me, but if anybody went there, she'd say, no, we're not going there. We don't have any reason to trash anybody. We don't know what the situation is, and that's not what we want to do. And she was extremely nice in that way. And that's what I respected about her. Well, the other day, she started the show off saying, oh, we're going to have some great calls today. She said this the first of the show. We got, and of course, you know what I think of AJ, and most people, I think even you think what a dirtbag, scumbag he is. Liar and everything, trying to stir up discord among the callers. That's all he ever does. But anyway, so when she said, oh, we can't wait. I can't wait for AJ. And I said, good night. She's promoting this jerk and all his negativity and derogatory comments. And I waited and I listened. And first, I don't know what I said. You played some of it. But what I got angry about was that she started taking those kind of calls. Are you listening to me?
I sure am.
Okay. I must be behind on the watching you on TV. Anyway,
with a couple of
that's exactly
behind.
What happened, Paul. I just got real upset about
it. Basically, what I heard from it sounded like AJ interrupted.
Oh, he did. Well, the last call I met, she let him on to trash me some more.
Yeah.
And, I don't want to talk to that fool. I got nothing to say for that idiotic fool.
So your beef with her, if I understand correctly, was the fact that she just let all these people on to trash you.
Well, that's what she did, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, Jim, that's unfortunate because you don't deserve that.
Well, I hope you mean that because I don't really think I do, Paul. I really liked her and respected her a year or two ago. She hadn't been on the show in about a year and a half. But I just was shocked the way she handled all that. And basically, it was promoting negativity, and that's all. Are you there?
Yeah, Jim, I stand with you.
Well, I appreciate that, Paul. I mean, I really do, because I think, I just think that's a fact. I didn't mean to cause her any trouble.
I'm in her debt for coming in and doing a great job, but...
Well, usually she does do a great job. And in a lot of ways, the other day she did. But when it came to me personally with these other callers, and I mean, you listen to the whole tape. I mean, 75% of the tape was another trashing.
Well, you know what I think, Jim? I think I think this gang of thieves out there just waits for an opportunity and they pray.
Well, you know they do, Paul. Let's face it. You know that's what they do. I just, wouldn't that make you angry?
Yes.
Lies? These are lies. Yeah. These people lie.
Well, AJ, AJ had to come on, had to move on because his failed imitation of John, which is the only thing he's got.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that. Yeah. He comes on every day with it. Oh, Paul. Well, that's dead as a doornail. That's been dead for a month. That's all he's got. He's like a little girl. He got complimented about that, so now he can't turn loose of it. Because that's all the fool has got. That's all.
Yeah.
You know what I've got. I mean, I don't have a lot sometimes, but at least I make people think. I say what I got to say, and I'm not, starting. Do you ever see me try to start trouble with any caller?
No.
Unless they start trouble with me.
You do not come in you don't walk in here looking. Normally, the only time you mention anybody else, if you're answering to something that has already been
said. That's exactly right. I appreciate you saying that, Paul,
okay, well,
that's a fact.
Sometimes it helps.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it helps to get out of the studio and think about the show a little bit.
Well, that's all I can say. I mean, this guy, Todd, he said he would flatten me. He said, I'll flatten him, Alyssa. See, the guys love to take up for a woman. I mean, that's just the way it works. And So that's what happened. I mean, I'm wrong whether I'm right or wrong. I'm still wrong in his eyes. And that guy threatened me again. Said, oh, believe me, Alyssa, I'll flatten that guy. I'll flatten him when I see him, if I ever see him. That's Todd.
Todd's just the guy that he goes into feed stores looking for fights.
Well, you see him on the horse, he thinks he's a cowboy. He thinks he's Roy Rogers. I don't know what he thinks. Must think he's John Wayne. He'll find out one day what he really is if he keeps up to that kind of crap.
No doubt. Well, I would move on, Jim.
I appreciate it, Paul. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Are we ready to go? Why don't we take a break? We are going to talk to the head basketball coach at the University of Kentucky. Mark Pope will join us next.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. What a crazy beginning to the program we've already had. So we started down in Florida where you heard Matt Baker talking about the court hearing today between the ACC and Florida State. Just a reminder, that is going on in two jurisdictions. We'll continue to update you on that. We mentioned at the top that we had the opportunity today to talk to the new head coach at the University of Kentucky, Mark Pope, and we are absolutely delighted to say hello to him. You saw the reaction of Rupp last week. Coach, first of all, I know the last few days, weeks have been probably close to insanity, but thanks for joining us and congratulations.
Yeah, Paul, listen, first of all, thanks for having us on, man. I'm a big fan, a longtime fan. You've been great for sports, man. So appreciate you being on. And this has been an epic journey. And we are beyond speechless about having the opportunity to coach here at Kentucky.
I mean, I know certainly because of your connection to the school, and we all know that, you had to have an interest when you heard the news almost 2 weeks ago now that Coach was leaving to go to Arkansas. Not to go through that minute to minute, but just take us through for a couple of days there as you watch from a distance and suddenly you found yourself at the center of the storm.
Yeah, so on Saturday morning at the Final Four, I walked into a lounge at the hotel and Cal and Tubby were sitting there talking. And so both of those coaches have been incredibly gracious to me throughout my career. I have so much love in my heart for both of them. And so it was also fun to corner two of the great coaches to coach at the University of Kentucky, my alma mater. So I literally walked up to them, sat down, and fanboyed a picture. So we have a picture of the three of us. And actually had a chance to talk to both of them and just share my gratitude for their stewardship at the University of Kentucky and my appreciation that this was a job that very few people in the world understood how challenging it was, and just told them how much I love them. And so 24 hours later, and I think honestly, the three of us were sitting there and not one of us, I'm guessing, had any concept of the possibility of what would ensue over the next 24 hours and 96 hours. But that moment will be really special to me because the tradition at Kentucky, it's tying the generations together, generation to generation. And I think is one of the things that sets us apart. And certainly every single coach from Cal to Tubby to Coach P to Joe B, you know, and then every single player from all those generations and before is really the strength of this program.
And just to speed the clock up a little bit, and then at some point you did get the call. So from the moment your phone rang, tell us what happened.
Well, not a lot. Mitch called and he said, "Mark, this is Mitch Barnhart, and I'd like to talk to you about the." And I was like, "Yes, I'm coming." And then he said, "Well, we're not sure we want you yet. Let's have a conversation." And that's not exactly how it happened in real time, but that's how it happened in my heart for sure.
And listen, everybody was following this. This wasn't a minor event, and you as a UK man was following it closer. But at that moment, I mean, you've got to tell someone, don't you?
Yeah, so Mitch was incredibly generous. So, you know, we kind of went through the very thorough but very quick interview process in terms of the magnitude of the opportunity. And then Mitch gave me a little bit of time to gather. I have four daughters that are like everything to Leanne and I, and they're all kind of pursuing their own great adventures right now. So we had a couple hours to gather everybody from their respective locations and meet together as a family with Leanne. And everybody got to put in their 2 cents, and each of the girls had their own heavy opinion. And but it was clearly unanimous decision that this is what we would do. I mean, in a million years, we would never walk away from this opportunity.
And Coach, we're everybody's watching it in real time, and there was one of shock, but. That shock did not last very long. It was fascinating to watch. I think it was Thursday night. By the time Friday afternoon came around, this fan base had coalesced around you in just a remarkable way. I realize you were probably too busy to be watching it in real time on social media like those of us who have very little to do, but it did happen. And by the time you got to Lexington, they were ready for a coronation.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because you talk about who's qualified to be the head coach at the University of Kentucky, okay? And if you ask me or any former player and anybody in the fan base, you would say, well, they better have at least 5 national championships under their belt because that's what this job is. And so clearly that's not on my resume. I think there is just that going through the process. It's a process that the University of Kentucky hasn't gone through in 15 years. And so it was a really important part of the state and Kentucky fans everywhere to kind of like digest what was happening. And then, you just showed the video of our press conference. If you can call it that, I've never seen anything like that in the history of sports anywhere in the world. And that really had very little to do with me. That was BBN, that was Big Blue Nation, that was the Kentucky faithful getting together and telling the world just how important and relevant and massive this program is. It was all of BBN getting together and saying, this is our team in a way that doesn't exist at any other college program. And it was brilliant. And the opportunity to do that with my teammates and every single one of the fans in there and the 100,000 fans that were watching live was incredibly special. And it's just a testament to what this job is all about, that this team is not mine. It's not even our players fully. This team is the state of Kentucky's and BBN's, and that makes it really special.
That moment, I realize in life there we're always asked, no matter what we do, like, what's the moment? I can't. You've tried to describe it, but as long as you live, I mean, I hope you have more moments like that, winning championships. But it's hard to imagine anything like that as you're walking in there. I mean, I'm sure you didn't know what to expect.
Yeah. In fact, on Friday morning, Mitch said, you know what, we're going to do this. And he was pretty fired up. And he's like, we're going to do this in Rupp. We're going to do it in Rupp. I'm telling you. And so, you know, it's kind of this idea of throwing a party and wondering if anybody's going to show up. And you don't ask that question here. With Big Blue Nation and how they feel about their program. And so it was a moment, you know. I'll tell you, people talk about this all the time, and we see the footage of me walking off of the bus exactly the same way we did 27 years ago, carrying the trophy with players from every generation of Kentucky basketball greats. And that was incredibly special. But even maybe more special to me was getting on the bus. So when I first got on the bus, before we drove in, you know, every seat was filled with the greatest, you know, many of the Kentucky greats. You know, I got on in like the third row. It's Jack Givens. I mean, come on. You talk about one of the great ambassadors in the history of Kentucky basketball and his legendary stature, and kind of walking back and getting to say hello to every one of these former great players. And in the back of the bus was my 96 team gathered together. It was so special to see all those faces and know that we're all doing this together. And then it was really brilliant too. As I walked back, every single one of those players threatened me that if we don't put up banners soon, they're coming for me. And that's the way this is supposed to be.
We're talking to Mark Pope, the head coach at the University of Kentucky. And Coach, you talked about what the players were saying, and I realize when you're the center of attention, you can't quite appreciate the fans, but we've heard from them, and I know you've seen and heard from them since then because you've been out and about meeting various people, especially over the weekend. But what did it mean to you and your family to see the look? I mean, it was like, and not to talk about the past, but it felt like a rebirth of this program with somebody who had won a championship and who had been through it at the helm.
I think mostly humbling. You know, when you're kind of at the epicenter of that, you can't help but understand the magnitude of what this program means to each one of these fans and the significance it has in their hearts. And so I think there's this sense that you just recognize the responsibility of being a great steward of Kentucky's basketball team and of these fans' basketball team. And frankly, it was, you know, on a personal family sense, it was probably the greatest display of Southern hospitality in the history of the world. My girls, you know, I have four daughters and they're just my whole heart. And for them to be able to walk in, and just be embraced by, Big Blue Nation was super special. You know, I love this state. I love the people of this state. I love this program so much. And you would think it would be impossible to feel that more deeply, but I certainly do now. And so the responsibility that comes with that to help grow on the incredible success we've had and get to number 9 as quickly as possible is real. And we want to do that for Big Blue Nation and for this state.
Coach, we'll leave it there because you've got serious work to do, not yeah. Talk. Coach, many, many thanks for coming here and sharing your thoughts, and we can't wait to see you in the future.
Paul, thank you so much. And listen, man, like, I love sports, and thank you for being such a great ambassador covering sports. Like, I'm really grateful.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Coach. It was a great pleasure to get to know you better. Coach Mark Pope, what an inspiring story. I had goosebumps just hearing him describe that feeling of walking in to that venerated arena. We'll take a short break. It's Your Reaction much more right after this.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And back to the calls we go, and Chris is up next. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
We are doing great.
Man, I tell you what, Paul, man, that Coach Pope up there in Kentucky, he's going to be a problem. He's very intelligent. You can just hear it in his voice.
He really handled himself brilliantly.
Yeah, he's going to be a problem. I heard you was in Oklahoma, man. You talked to my man, Brent. How you doing?
It was great. I did talk to Brent, and I told him, I said, you're a lot more likable now that you're no longer with Dabo. He kind of thought that was funny. but he is energetic. We had a chance to talk for a couple of minutes on Friday night, and I feel pretty good about him.
Yeah, we missed that energy. I mean, yeah, he is a ball of energy. But Paul, I'm proud of you, man. Man, you Jim called in, man. You say you had Jim back, and man, I appreciate it. But man, Jim, he's all right. He's throwing that fastball back, and I agree with him about 90% of the things he say, man. But anything against a woman, I disagree with him. But other than that, Jim, I got you, bro. I got you. So don't worry about none of them people. And Paul, when you go out of town and your guest host fill in. You got to give him a little word of advice, man. You got to let the callers take the show, man. This, like, Ryan McGee, he talked too much. Alyssa Lane, she's like the popular girl in high school. She incited all that riot Friday. She kept calling AJ. Out of all people, she was calling AJ name. That's a disappointment, Paul. Man, AJ, I ain't even calling him AJ no more. He's Donkey of Smelly City. That's his name, Paul, because what he did, that's not no class. Man, that's horrible. Man, you got the clowns that's forming up, the four of them, that new call order legend. You need to approve that. You need to check in. You need to call in sometime because I'm mad at you too. Call in to the show. But other than that, Paul, it was a good Friday, and you have a good day, Paul.
Thank you very much, Chris. Now. You be well. Squirrel is up next.
You know, Paul, I know Jim's your number one leg humper, and rightfully so, but when you say you stand by him and his call – did you hear the complete call? Because he blatantly attacked Alyssa, and not only Alyssa, he drug Laura Rutledge into it. Are you aware of that?
I am not aware. I've only heard what we
had
on
the air. Yeah, he made a sexist call. He says he told Alyssa, you and Laura Rutledge hang around men and let them oogle you all the time. I mean,
oh, really?
Blatantly sexist.
Really?
And for you to stand by the leg humper is kind of surprising. But,
I said I stand with him. I didn't hear. Joke. Well, I did not hear the whole call though.
Oh yeah. Well, you might not hear the whole call.
I'm not doubting you, but it's hard for me to believe that Jim would have said that.
He's such a sleazy coward that again he drug Laura into it, who wasn't even on the show. But again, that's Jim's modus operandi. So. No surprise there, but yeah, new low for the leg humper. Aloha.
Okay. You go out of town for a day and chaos reigns. Let's get things back to order.
Hey, how you doing, butter?
Matt.
So you're at Oklahoma, man, one of our rivals. I wanted to talk to you about the A&M spring game, Mr. Murray. I think I'm mine. I like what I saw out of Mount Gecko's team that's going to be playing this year. I like, yeah, the offense, I'm not worried about it. I think the offense will click. It'll get better this year. Look, I'm not worried about this team. I still think we have a better record than we had last year. I'm not going to be all worried and throw the red flag. Oh, my gosh, we should worry. No, I'm not worried about this year. But some advice I want to ask you, Paul, you've ever had some regrets? Like, I'm not talking about things I wish I would have done. It's just, remember I told you I called in the show and I was crying?
Yeah.
One of the things is, sometimes I think about my mom's ex-boyfriend now, and I don't have to forgive Tony, but it's kind of hard to forgive people when they lie to your face. I hope you understand that. And sometimes I wish when I was 9 or 10, instead of saying to my dad, oh, when he said all the women are hot, that I wish I never said anything. I don't regret the friends I have in my life, but sometimes I wish they would have got married, because I'm afraid someday when he goes that he never knew how much I cared about him or God's going to tell him. And the other thing I wanted to talk to you about was, look, I agree with Squirrel. I mean, but some people like Jim. I don't. He's a sexist pig. He's a homophobic. He's racist. Alyssa Lang did nothing to him. I watched that call. All AJ did was call him out for things he said he's done. He has no proof for it. He never has any proof. He played baseball. Why can't he come see you? I have actually legitimate reasons. I can't always afford to go to the games, and I sometimes miss you. My friends take me. He's a sexist pig, man. Alyssa Lang, all anything she asked him in that call was one of them. How old are you, Jim? Tell us how old you are. And he wouldn't admit it because he's either 80 years old and he never done anything he said he's done. Okay, Jim, fess up. If you get all this proof, fess up. Man, I'm 37. Why can't you say how old you are? And he got nothing, Paul. He's a coward and he's a sexist pig. I agree with Squirrel. And you're like a brother to me, Paul. How do you not think about that sometimes?
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.